Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
We're here in the PNC studio at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by former Notre Dame star Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears face a rookie quarterback for the second straight week in Zach Prescott. What kind of challenges does he present with the Dallas Cowboys?
You know, it's all about the front. You got to make sure that you make him think as he's going to the line of scrimmage. Whether he's at home or on the road, you want to look him, is the distribution of the defensive talent. Make him think about where the pressure could possibly come from if they throw a pass. Vic Fangio has always done a really nice job of challenging young thinkers, and I think he's got to keep that same thought process today.
The Bears know Ezekiel Elliott. Stan Drayton, the running backs coach, coached him at Ohio State. What kind of a back is he in terms of what you see from him so far early in his NFL career?
You know, he's a great back. He hasn't lived up to the expectations of a high first-round draft choice. I think he's averaging 3.3 or 3.4 yards a carry. If you're limited in what you can do successfully because you have a young running back that's a little bit inexperienced, it affects your whole football team. So now it puts more pressure on a young quarterback to perform at a higher level.
We haven't even talked about their threats in the passing game. Dez Bryant, we all know what he can do. And Jason Witten, I think he's been a little, I think you probably played against him at some point in your career. The Bears have some injuries in their defensive backfield. What kind of a challenge is that to stop those two guys?
Well, it's going to be what type of pressure can they put on a young quarterback. You could get quality play out of Willie Young. You get quality play out of Leonard Floyd, Sam Acho, and the rest of the guys coming from the outside in a good push on the interior. That's when you put pressure on the passing game, because you don't just want to give a clear sight to a young quarterback.
Tom, let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. Bears are facing a 4-3 defense for the second straight week, going against our buddy Rod Marinelli. What does his defense present in terms of challenges?
You know, they play very fast up front. That's one thing about Rod Marinelli always preaches is step forward and then chase the play. Take from the offensive performance against Philadelphia, what plays did they run successfully against their four-man line and rerun them? And that's what you have to do, and that's going to help the growth process and the potential of this offensive line. If you can take some of those stretch runs that Jeremy Langford ran, you take some at-hole plays that Jordan Howard ran, or you take the passing game and the protections that they ran successfully and use them against the Dallas Cowboys.
The Bears' offense has struggled in both of their first two games of the season, and now there's some uncertainty at the quarterback position. How do they move forward in terms of going on the road on Sunday Night Football with that uncertainty on the offense?
No change, because Brian Hoyer's been here the entire time through OTAs, through training camp. He understands the system. So I don't think that you lessen the playbook going into Dallas. I think you have everything at your disposal, every formation, every play, and use the value that you have in a veteran quarterback like Brian Hoyer.
What do you think the offense needs to do better if you could pick one thing? I know they only rushed for 10 yards on 7 carries in the first half on Monday Night Football against the Eagles.
I do believe you. It is about the running game, because the running game effectiveness has so much influence on the offense. Because if you can run the ball effectively, now the defense has to concentrate on stopping the running game. So now all of a sudden you have a playoff fake to a running back, and it's a play-action pass to one of the big weapons the Bears have. And they do have weapons. So now you put yourself in more makeable third-down scenarios. It makes the protection a little bit easier, a little less time-consuming, and again, it gives you an opportunity to throw the ball downfield.
Now comes my favorite part of our little program, where we get Tom's take on his great career with the Bears. And when I think of going down to Dallas, I think of 1985. The Bears had struggled. You weren't with the team before that year, but the Bears had struggled mightily against Tom Landry, Mike Ditka's mentor. And then all of a sudden, the Bears go down there and deal them their worst home loss ever, 44-0. It probably could have been a lot more than that, but I think, did Ditka go easy on his coach down there a little bit?
No, he didn't. I mean, that was one of the big points of emphasis, is that he wanted his team to go down and impress the Dallas Cowboys, the fans, and Tom Landry. As an offensive player, it was probably the most impressive defensive performance that I've ever been around. It's the way that Otis Wilson, Dan Hampton, Steve McMichael, you know, Wilbur Marshall, Singletary, even, you know, Gary Fensick and those guys, all of them getting after this offense. To me, being an offensive player on that great team, watching that defense in that specific contest was as impressive as I've ever seen.
Great stuff as always, Tom. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.